We have got Andrew Kuduri, the music director from 2SER, in the studio, and he's going to chat about Sydney Festival. Good morning. Better just turn you on.
Let's you want to turn me on.
You're turned on.
Everybody
now.
Really wants to listen to me right now.
Yes, indeed. Because the Sydney Festival kicked off yesterday. It's a massive program.
Yeah, it's huge. And I've got to say that the lineup, musically speaking, is one of the best in years. There's an incredible lineup, a really diverse array of acts from more well-known things to really interesting things. So we're going to be covering quite a lot of them over the next few weeks. But I actually went to see what I believe was the first thing to kick it all off.
Right.
From a band who released what I found to be one of my favourite albums from last year. I'm talking about The Weather Station from Toronto and their album Loyalty, which was a feature album here on 2SER. Now, if you don't know much about The Weather Station, they're from Toronto. They're fronted by a gal called Tamara Lindemann, who's also an actress as well. Right. So she's quite well known in Canada. And her songs, they come from a pretty much a country folk base, but she turns them into something way more atmospheric and sometimes quite surreal. She's got a real eye for detail, and her songs just have this incredible grace and poise, kind of led by her voice, which is, just kind of like curling smoke. It just tends to linger, and her words really, really linger with you. So the gig last night, she had a bassist and a drummer with her for this tour, and I just found it really something special. And they're playing tonight at the Spiegel Tent.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock tonight. So I think tickets are still available for this show. I'd really urge people, if you like really solid, great songwriting with lyrics that really are unsparing in terms of detail, but also really elastic sounds going on. It was a great band for a minimal band and a really economical band. They really created quite a vibe in the room, and they really had the room mesmerized. So, I would totally suggest that you go and see The Weather Station. And if you need more convincing, I'd be listening to Drive today, because we're going to have them in for a little bit of a chat and a bit of a play as well.
Oh, fantastic. Would have been pretty nice if the weather going outside as well, the rain.
Well, they were very much at pains to remonstrate with the audience about the weather. They felt like they'd almost brought it from Canada, but they said it's not our name that's brought this inclement weather, and it should be a little bit better tonight anyway. Yeah. But everybody was a little bit soggy, but very, very happy at the end of it.
Fantastic. And what other things are we looking forward to doing the festival and you're looking to see?
Well, I just want to make a point that I hopped over for something completely different last night as well. Yep. I went to the Sydney Opera House last night to see Fortet.
Oh, nice.
Kieran Hebden, who played a kind of a DJ set out of his own music. I mean, he's such an incredible composer. This really great precision and really great vibes from his songs. I actually thought last night it was more like the Sydney Opera Warehouse, because it was a bit like a techno rave up. A lot of people getting up and dancing, not a lot of people holding up the wall. So really fantastic show. Actually, my first time seeing Fortet, even though he's probably one of my favourite electronic and dance musicians, and really amazing. Special shout out to whoever did the lighting for last night. The show, the lighting was absolutely incredible.
Nice.
So, Fortet last night at the Sydney Opera House, The Weather Station at the Spiegel Tent at the Sydney Festival, and tonight again, The Weather Station at the Sydney Festival. And stay tuned for more reporting on the Sydney Festival, Mick, on 2SER.
Looking forward to it. And right now, we'll give you a Weather Station track. This is At Full Height.
Thanks, Mick.
Cheers.